This is the Aviation Journalist Roundtable. I'm Afterburner Al. In studio with me is Mac McClellan, editor of Flying Magazine. Tom Haynes is editor of AOPA Pilot. And we've been talking about some of the aviation issues over the past year that we felt or something that needed to be discussed and looked over again. And Tom, you brought up something that a lot of people, I don't think, discuss as much, but certainly it's in the wider discussion of, in general, but haven't really looked at aviation, and that is the environment and how impacts of certain environmental regulations that not only people are pushing for, but they're being successful in implementing. And where do you see the green legislation impacting general aviation?
I think, as you said earlier about another subject, the environment is sort of the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about or acknowledge is there, but it's going to impact us in a number of ways. I mean, the most obvious one is the leaded fuel that we burn, and there's really two concerns there. One is the lead in the fuel and the pollution that puts out, and both from the emission standpoint and then also if there are spills. And also related to that is just what's the future availability of avgas and what's our alternative and what's the environmental impact of that. But beyond that, there are noise issues and a bunch of other, a host of other environmental issues that we're going to have to deal with. And of course, we're targets because we're seen by a lot of people who don't understand general aviation as being completely discretionary and it's purely recreational. And then when you get to the business jet side of things, people are target as the fat cats out there flying around an inefficient airplane with only a couple people on board and all that sort of thing. And they don't really understand the mission of general aviation and how those airplanes are really used. So we got to wake up and acknowledge that pilots are generally rather conservative in their beliefs, and they don't want to acknowledge that this is happening around them. But we're going to have to accept the fact that things are going to change, and that we need to be prepared to maybe fly a little bit differently, and to maybe modify our airplanes. And certainly in order to address the fuel thing, our airplanes are going to have to be modified to accept some other type of fuel or engines or electronic engine control or something like that to help particularly higher compression engines burn some other type of fuel. And then flying differently to around the noise issue and being aware of how we impact others.
Is diesel the answer to at least for the general aviation user?
Not so far. It might be a partial solution, but there are so many trade-offs of the weight of the engine versus its power output. Manufacturing costs are higher. I had been concerned about an automotive-based engine because auto cycle is comparatively short. We expect an airplane component engine particularly to be supported for 30, 40 years. I mean, look around Oshkosh. The huge majority of airplanes here would qualify for an antique license plate if they were cars. That only takes 25 years in most states. So I worry about that. Now, if Continental or Lycoming or some other really dedicated engine manufacturer creates a diesel, then I think that would be a very good sign. And there are hurdles to overcome. Turbines, certainly, Rolls, Allison Division announced, they did not announce prices, but are promising a lower cost turboprop engine this week that would be more available. So I think it's going to be a combination of all of those. But they all bring me to my greatest concern, and that's cost. You know, every solution to the environmental issue adds cost to what we've seen as a continuously rising in every aspect of personal flying, way ahead of inflation now for at least the last 20 years. And of course the fuel prices of the last year have been the most visible, and fuel prices are emotional, and they are one of the very few costs we can actually control simply by not flying. Maintenance costs, insurance costs, all those things, they are what they are, and you have to pay them or get rid of your airplane. So I think that's the biggest challenge, and perhaps the LSA, certainly Cessna's new Model 162, promises to bring down the cost of training on a global scale. And I think we'll see more creativity in that respect.
The other side of the cost equation is the value. And if the airlines keep performing the way they've been performing and treating customers the way they've been performing and cutting flights and charging for bags and all that sort of thing, the value of general aviation continues to go up. Now, it becomes a matter of the value equation. As Max right, certainly costs are going up, and so where's that value equation on both sides? But certainly, I know people who are actually flying more, as we were discussing during the break, flying more now because they get more value out of general aviation.
You mentioned earlier about commercials regarding fat cats flying around, and I think the biggest focus was that those commercials about user fees and funding of the air traffic control system, and those commercials seemed incredibly disingenuous in their thrust, but obviously trying to get a reaction. What has happened to user fees? Is it certainly it's not even a focus here at this convention this year, but is it going to stick around? Is it something that is always going to be an annoyance? Where's the tipping point in Congress for where they're going to accept this?
Certainly they continue to be a threat. It's been pretty quiet, you're right, for the last few months. Where we are is that the House bill that actually I think we could all live with, which has no user fees but does provide a modest aviation fuel tax increase, mostly adjusting for inflation and adding a little bit more to help fund the next generation of air traffic system. That passed the House. The Senate's got two versions that they've been arguing over, and one is ready to be brought to the Senate floor, but probably won't. It has no user fees and a modest tax increase, fuel tax increase for turbine fuel. But my guess is that probably nothing's going to happen, certainly till after the August recess, and perhaps they're going to punt into 2009 and the next session of Congress after the presidential elections. And then who knows? But still definitely out there and a concern for everybody who looks after the future of general aviation.
Yeah, I think the user fees are an evergreen that keep resurfacing periodically, and we seem to be in a holding pattern right now, and perhaps the economy and the slowdown of airline flying and the improvement in congestion at the major airports has taken it off the front burner, but it's certainly something all pilots need to be aware of.
Well, we thank you both for coming in today and discussing some of the issues of the past year, and I'll give you both a chance to tell the folks that are listening and are attending where you're at and what you might be highlighting here on the field. Tom, go ahead.
Well, the OPA-10 is the big yellow one. Just as you come in the main gate there, you can't help but see it. We've got our sweepstakes airplane out front. It's a 1976 Piper Archer that has been completely refurbished, and people can come and get a look at what we've done with that airplane, the avionics we've put into it, how we've upgraded it. Might get some ideas on what they can do with their own airplanes, and also learn how they can win that airplane. And we've got lots of other things in the tent from the Air Safety Foundation, some online courses, and other parts of AOPA that folks there can come in and talk to our technical staff and get questions answered on a whole bunch of subjects.
Flying Magazine has a large red and white tent on the main street near AOPA's, and you can buy everything imaginable that says flying and Oshkosh on it, clothing, gear, whatever. So your souvenir is there at the flying tent for this year.
Thanks once again for coming in. Tom Haynes is the editor of AOPA Pilot, and Mac McClellan is the editor of Flying Magazine. This has been the Aviation Journalist Roundtable. I am Afterburner Al. You're listening to EAA Radio.